sing Adonai.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father, we bless your name. We thank you. We honor you this morning. We appreciate you. We give you glory, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. We bow before you. We thank you because you are the Lord. You will never change. Lord, you will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with any graven image. You are mighty. You are gracious. Father, you are mighty. You are awesome. You are awesome in your way. Father, we appreciate you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Oh Lord, that is forevermore. Thank you for your love that cannot be compared. We thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I give you glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And this morning, I ask Holy Spirit that you pour your blessing upon us this day. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Today is Thursday, the 9th of May, 2024. I want you to thank God for this day. Bless his holy name for another beautiful day. And I want you to speak the word of the Lord concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in this day. I declare by the word of the Lord this day, you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, this day I redeem you by the blood of Jesus. This day you will not destroy my joy. You will not destroy my strength. In the name of Jesus, this day the joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be depressed. In the name of Jesus, depression is not my portion. In the name of Jesus, this day, I refuse to live my day in anxiety. In the name of Jesus, this day, I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, this day, I declare that I walk in the order of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this day, I declare that I walk in the order of the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this day, all that is in you walk together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, this day, I overcome every evil expressions of darkness in you. In the name of Jesus, this day, you will not abhor evil for me. In the name of Jesus, this day, I declare that only the will of God be done over my life. In the name of Jesus, this day, whatsoever evil that is planted in you, I root them out by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, this day, you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, this day, I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion this day. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yesterday and day before yesterday, we have been praying and asking for the mercy of the Lord. Today we are going to read the scriptural passage that we read the day before yesterday, and that is Psalm 102 verse 13. Listen to me. Asking for the mercy of the Lord is not only for sinners, but it is for you when you know that you need supernatural intervention of God over your life. That is when you ask for the mercy of God. It is not a sinner's prayer alone. It is a prayer of strength. It's a call for God's supernatural intervention over your life. Because once the mercy of the Lord is upon your life, the mercy of the Lord gives you access to the throne of grace, even though you are not qualified. But you come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to receive grace for help in this season. Therefore, beloved, we are going to read this morning from the book of Psalm, that's Psalm 102 verse 13. And you are going to call upon the Lord for his mercy. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Beloved, right now ask for the mercy of the Lord. Wherever you are, say it out. The Lord have mercy upon me. Lord, you arise and have mercy upon me. The Lord spoke to Moses. He said, if the children of Israel, if they are as many as the sand of the sea, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy on, and I will have compassion on the on whom I will have compassion on. I want you to speak to the Lord. Father, that I will be a candidate of your mercy. Have mercy upon me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, let it please you to show me mercy. Let it please you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to show me mercy. I want to enjoy your mercy. Have mercy upon me. There is a cry of a blind man for mercy that stopped Jesus. The blind man cried, said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. And the scripture says, Jesus stood still. The creator of the whole world stood still because of the call for mercy of a blind man. Please call upon the Lord this morning. Father, have mercy upon me, over my life, over my children, over that which I have been praying, oh God. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. I don't know that impossible situation that is before you. I don't know that job, that contract, that job that you have been looking up to God for. Pray unto the Lord, and Lord, have mercy upon me. It is not by qualification. The mercy of the Lord does not choose by your qualification. The mercy of the Lord will not consult your past to give you a future. The mercy of the Lord will not consult your present to give answer to your prayers. It is purely the mercy of the Lord. Ask, O Lord, have mercy upon me this morning. Father, let your mercy speak for me. This is my set time to be favored. This is my set time to be blessed. Lord, have mercy upon me. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will have mercy upon you. The mercy of the Lord speak for you in the name of Jesus. As you set out today, the mercy of the Lord speak over your life in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are favored. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.